Dwight Howard had 24 points and 12 rebounds in helping the Lakers win an emotional 113-99 victory over the Celtics in their first game since the death of owner Jerry Buss last night. And the Knicks lost their first game back after the NBA All-Star break to the Indiana Pacers, 125-99. Brooklyn 97, Milwaukee 94. Detroit beat Charlotte, 105-99. Memphis topped Toronto, 88-82. Cleveland overcame New Orleans, 105-100. Dallas finished off Orlando, 111-96. And Golden State defeated Phoenix, 108-98. In the NHL, Philadelphia edged ahead of Pittsburgh, 6-5, and Colorado beat St. Louis, 1-0. Checking top 25 college basketball, 3rd-ranked Gonzaga beat Santa Clara 85-42, 8th-ranked Syracuse defeated Providence 84-59, 9th-ranked Kansas 68, number 14 Oklahoma State 68-67, 12th-ranked Arizona bested Washington 70-52, 18th-ranked Ohio State beat Minnesota 71-45, and UNLV slid past 22nd-ranked Colorado State 61-59. Elsewhere, Albany lost to Boston University 79-69, Vermont defeated Maine 73-61, and New Hampshire lost to Hartford 49-44. And the New York Times reports that retired catcher Jorge Posada will be a guest trainer at spring training this year. Finally, the Red Sox have acquired Mike Karp from the Seattle Mariners for a player to be named later or cash. Karp can play both first base and left field. For WAMC Sports News, I'm Jared Crowfoot.